of the vegetables on Shabbos Yom Kippur for Metzui Shabbos. You see, still it's mutter. Shrashi mutter b'knivas yerek to Shavuos lavi suri the rice. It's only an issur the rabbonin preparing the vegetables for Metzui Shabbos. There's no issur the rice involved. El the rabbonin for hoch on Yom Kippur mishumag mas nefesh se mesakin v'yena oichum. The fact will matter you to prepare the food, but you're not allowed to eat the food. It's very close to bimani yourself, to give yourself a pain. Here the Rabbanu will matter you. V'daf yishno min ha-mincho l'malo they will matter you. Shu shoyef o mitzapa le'esachil. You're waiting, you're ready to the time when you can start eating. V'ika agmas nefesh today. And right now there's a big agmas nefesh. You're going to feel worse. If we tell you you're allowed to start preparing the food for Metzui Yom Kippur, hey, you're starving away and you won't eat. And you're going to work with the food not prepared for Metzui Yom Kippur, and you still can't eat, that's a big agmas nefesh. So here the Rabbanu will matter you. You're allowed to even peel the nuts on Yom Kippur for Metzui Yom Kippur. You're allowed to peel the pomegranates also on Yom Kippur for Metzui Yom Kippur. When? Only from Mincha time and onwards, on Yom Kippur will they matter you. Why? Because then there's a big agmas nefesh that bothers you a lot. It bothers you a lot. As you're fasting so long, and if you start preparing now with food, it's going to bother you much more. It'll give you a tremendous inui. So that's why they will ask you to do it on Yom Kippur. So the more devei Rav Yehuda, mekan ve'karva. In Rav Yehuda's house, he used to let them peel off the cabbage on Yom Kippur from Min HaMincha Malam. Devei Rabba Gardi Kori. In Rav's house, they mocked them to peel off the pumpkins on Yom Kippur. From Min HaMincha L'mala. Abba Zot the Gemara, Ki von the Choza. Tevi Kor Mecharfi, when Rabbi Yehuda saw that in his house the people started to prepare the food. Even before Mincha, Mecharfi means a little bit earlier on. So Trashi, Ki von the Choza, Tevi Kor Mecharfi. Magdim Lofnei HaMincha, the Hashtalav Agmas Nefeshun. They started to prepare even before Mincha, and then you don't feel so bad, so it's not such a Agmas Nefesh. And then Rabbanu will not matter you. Is Amalu. You know what Rabbi Yehuda told his Bnei Bias? He told him, Osa Igra Samim Arova. I just received a letter from Eretz Yisrael. Mishmed Rabbi Yechanan, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan the Osir. Rabbi Yechanan said it's Osa to prepare the vegetables on Yom Kippur for Metzui Yom Kippur. So Rashidun's chat, Amalu Li Inshibes, he told his people in his house, Osa Igra Samim Arova. Ki Hechad Le Kabuli Minei. As Mashri from Rashi, really he didn't receive a letter from Eretz Yisrael. No, he just told over his Bnei Beisah that they should believe him. If he'll say it in his own name, they won't be Mekabah from him. So he said it over in the name of Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon said, you should know it's Asa. So Chur from here, it's a Raya that on its side, you know something is Vadi Asa, and somebody else doesn't want to listen to you. He doesn't want to be Mekabah from you. You tell him it's Asa, he thinks, no, it's Mutter. You have Hetzer to tell him you should know, like your Moshe Feinstein holds it's Asa. You have to tell him in a bigger name than you to say that it's awesome. La'am is the word to make him be makabel what you're saying. But that was the ma'aseh of Yehuda. He didn't want to tell his Bnei Beisoy that he himself held was awesome, but instead he said he received a letter from Rabbi Yechanan to say that it was awesome. You're holding up Kuf Tez Vov, the new pair of Kol Kisvei. So the Mishnah. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, all Svorim that are called Kisvei HaKodesh, Sarash learns the means Kogoyin Torah Neviyah Muksuvim. You have the Sefer that was written in the Sefer Torah or else Neviyah Muksuvim. Sarash says, V'loi Taima Torah L'chud Hu D'Shor L'Mitrach L'Tzulei V'loi Shah Svorim. He don't think only for Torah you have a Heter to save it from the Dleika on Shabbos, but no, even Torah Neviyah Muksuvim. The Mishnah says, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh is Dalocha Matzilin Oison Mifnei Hadleika. If you have a fire in your house on Shabbos, you're allowed to take the Svarim out of your house into the Chotzer on Shabbos, even though it be Matriach. So Rashi learns, Matzilin Oison Kediktonu LeKamon LeMovi Shein HaMafulish. You're even allowed to take it outside to a Movi that's not Mafulish, that be the Movi, like the courtyard, is not open up on both sides, because then maybe it has it in Rishus Rabim. But a bee is only opened up on one side, you're allowed to carry it out from your house into the chotzer or into the movi. Even though it's osim of the rabbonim, Rashi v'tircha b'yamu, it's only an osim of the rabbonim for carrying from one rishus yochid to another rishus yochid. The shari bay, here they are matiyu. mishum the bizoin of kisvei hakodesh. The chesaron erev kumfart bigmor. It's a chiddush here, even though you don't have an erev chaserus, so you're carrying out from one rishus yochid to another rishus yochid. The rabbanu will mati you on Shabbos to matriach to save this svarim from the lake. Now the Mishnah says bein shekurin them, whether the neviim that you're allowed to learn neviim on Shabbos, or bein shein kurin b'him, whether you're not allowed to learn with these svarim on Shabbos. So Rashi learns bein shekurin b'him means going neviim. Shem aftirim b'him b'shabbos avet haknesses. They say the aftir on Shabbos, you're allowed to learn neviim. Bein shein kurin b'him, the Rashi is going ksuvim. It means ksuvim, like mishlei atilim, medim in the gemara, you're not allowed to learn on Shabbos. The Rashi of Rabbeinu Halevi Yomad Yafilu Yechidim and Kerimbim, even a yochid in his house can't learn Ksuvim. Kiriktoni time, because the Mishnah soon explains the reason, Mishum Bittel Besa Medrash. What does that mean? The Mosh Chiliba, we're afraid if you're going to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos, it draws your lev. Over Shabbos, so your Dorosh and Drosh and the Balibatim. And on Shabbos, the Rav used to give a Drosh to the Balibatim. Shasukim Bimlocha Koyame Sachil. The Balabatim were busy doing work a whole week. Over Teich HaDrosha now, on Shabbos, the Rav would give a Drosha, Hoyu Meirilen Halochis Isav Heta. He would teach them Halochis of Isav Heta. Mele V'toiv Lehem L'shmoyim Malikras Beksuvim. The better off the Balabatim coming to the Drosha to hear the Drosha than being home learning Suvim. Therefore, Medir Abon and Medina the Mishnah, you're not allowed to learn Suvim on Shabbos, so it should not be Mavat you from coming to the Beis HaMedrash. Yeah, so whether it's Nevi'im or whether it's Ksuvim, still you're allowed to say that on Shabbos from Adleika. Then the Mishnah says, Afa Pisha Ksuvim Becholoshin, Luchidish. Even though the Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim was written Becholoshin, that means not only in Loshna Kodesh, it was written in English or in other languages, Poshit also means you could save it from the Adleika on Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara Machlekes about this. Then the Mishnah says, Tuniganiza. You should know these Svarim that were written Becholoshin, is written in English, you have to be Gonazin. So also see in the Gemara exactly what does it mean, you have to bury it. Pasha, it means that even when they get ruined, when they get the bolo, when they become, shameless, you can't just throw them away. They also have kedusha, they have to be gone as you have to bury them. Then the Mishnah explains, ein kurim behem, how come you can't learn ksuvim on Shabbos? Mifnei bito beis medrash, because you'll be mevatel the drosh, like Rashi explained. You want to make sure you're not going to be home learning suvim that's moshech the leiv and missing the drasha. We'd rather you come to the drasha to hear the yisurim and the aterim. So drasha v'yafa pishek suvim mecholoshin. V'yikul aman v'yomel, kamon z'man v'yomel. It says later, l'nitno likras ben. That you're not allowed to learn from a Torah in the v'yom of suvim that was written b'shal l'shoynes. It's a chumash that's written in English, Medina the Gemara, you're not allowed to learn from it. Still, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is Matzil Meisen. You should know on Shabbos, you're allowed to save them. Invite the Tunin Geniza Trashi, also Lanicha Mamakam Hefker. You're not allowed to leave these Svarim that were written in English in Shalach Shoynes, Bamakam Hefker. The Gemara Mataritz law. The Gemara will explain what's the Chiddush of Bamakam Geniza. His Madach, you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. From the Dleika, Samashman has Kedush, you're allowed to Mamachriach yourself on Shabbos. Havad, in the middle of the week, that you see this safer lying around in Hefkam, you have to be gone as it. You can't stop letting it be Mokim Bezoin. So the Gemara will explain what the two dinim of the Mishnah are. The Rashi learns, Rabbi Pirshu, his Rebbe learned, Dai b'chol loshin nekom ha'ksuvim koi. It's only going on ksuvim. V'lo ya'neviyim. V'madumani, Rashi explains why, mifnei shemetinu b'yenesem b'enozir shamru targim. Because he said targim on neviyim, and targim is not loshin ha'kodesh. So you see, neviyim is allowed to be written b'shal ha'shoynes. In the first and kach, so Rashi of Ani Yomer, but Rashi himself learns no af the neviim. Even neviim may not let her write it the choloshin. In Mama Yenisim lekosvul, even if Yenisim the nazir made a targum on neviim, but he didn't write it down. We'll soon see what the use of writing it down is. But the nitnu lekosvul, and you're not allowed to write it down. Mishal l'shoynus. Welcome to first masech the Megillah. Well, man di yosev bekulu also. The man di Yomer says you can't write the svarim b'chal l'shoynus as is teru neviim k'suvim. Bam is Sefer Torah Yevonis. The only thing you matter to write is only a Sefer Torah in Yevonis. Mishu Maisi Talmi HaMelech. There's a special Maisi that the Chum will matter you to write it in Yevonis. For the Matzah Kostim Bein Neviim L'Ksuvim. There's no difference between Neviim L'Ksuvim. Both of them is also to write it. Why? If Nebito Beis HaMedrish. Shoi Kavua B'Shavis Kere Prishis L'Yel. Like he explained before. Right. Zot Gemari. Itmar. Hoyuksuvim Targum or Becholoshin. As you have a Torah Neviim Uksuvim that was written in either Targum or else Becholoshin. It's not in Loshin HaKodesh. is Rafuna Rama Ein Matilon Oisemach Mead Leker. On Shabbos, if you have a fire in your house, you're not allowed to save these Svarim on Shabbos. You can't go in your house and carry it outside. The Rashi learns to the Chotze Sheinim Arevus. They weren't Matiyu. Vaisus, why? Because since he holds you now that I learned from it, it doesn't have such so much Kedusha, therefore you can't save it on Shabbos. Strash Yitma Hayuksuvim Targim Aksuvim Komar. For Linir, Rashi himself learns Strat, Akel Kisver Kodesh Koi, Lav Dafkalek is Raboisi and Ksuvim, and even the Vim also, there's an Issa to write it to Choloshin. It does help Refuna, that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to save it from your house. I've got the top place explains that what we're talking about saving from your house is talking about where Dafka, the fire is in your house. If the fire is in your house, then we're afraid if you can come to start saving everything, we're afraid you may come to put out the fire. Therefore, the Rabbanim were only matir to save certain things. But do you say the house is in your neighbor's house? And stam, you're afraid the fire shouldn't come into your house? So then you're not so fatumul, then it's mutter to take all the things out of your house. Good, so the Kitzur Rav Huna says, Ein matirul oisim of nehad leker. You're not allowed to say these svarim that were written in English in Shalosh Shoinos from the leker on Shabbos. Rav Chisda Rama Matun. Rav Chisda says, no, you're allowed to save these Svarim on Shabbos. So tomorrow, what's the Machlaikis? Rav Chisda says, oh, Matun, oh, Yisimuch, Nehad Leika. So tomorrow, Liba, the man, the Omar. Nitno, Likrois, Behen. Let the man, the Omar, that holds. You're allowed to learn from these Svarim that were written by Shalosh Shoinos. It's mutter to write it and learn from it. So if Azar, the Kuli, Amalai, Pligi, the Matun. Avada, then you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. Because since you're allowed to learn from these Svarim, they have Kedusha, Avada, you can save these Svarim on Shabbos. Now, keep Ligi, where's the Machlaikas Refunim of Chizdon, Ali, but the man, the Yoma, Loinit, no Likris, Behem. But the man, Yoma, that learns, you're not allowed to learn from Svarim that are written, Bishal, the Shoinus. Is Rafuna, Omar Rafuna holds, Ein Matilin. Why, the Loinit, no Likris, Ben? Since you're not allowed to learn from these Svarim, so you're not allowed to write them. So Mela, they don't have so much Kedusha. Therefore, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to save them from this lake. That's how Rav Huna. Rav Chisda Roma Matilin. No, even though you can't learn from it, but you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. Why? Mishum Bizoyin Kisvi HaKodesh. Because Kefarta, it is Kisvi HaKodesh, even though it's written Mishal Lashonis. So therefore, you're allowed to save it from the lake on Shabbos. The Rashi learns, what's this machlik, is it nitin likvois or not? Rashi learns, Ali b'demand yom nitin likvois ben, mut the likvois for kisvi ha-kodesh ha-ksuvim b'choloshin. Then the sechta megillah. Rashi learns, this is a machlik, is in the Gemara megillah. Now there it says, v'yein bein svarim u'tfilin u'mezuzos, what's the difference between the Sefer Torah and tfilin and the mezuzos? L'sha svarim nechtovim b'choloshin. That svarim can be written b'choloshin. So this man yom learns, even medina the Gemara, you're allowed to write b'chol l'shoinis. You can write Torah and Aviv and Ksuvim b'chol l'shoinis. So you ask her, Lo nitnu, who's the man that says no? That's from Gamliel Polagolo, the Yomer, Av Svarim lo hitiru sheyichtavu el Yevonis. Even Svarim, you're not allowed to write b'chol b'shal l'shon, tafkid l'shon ha-kodesh, only l'shon Yevonis you're allowed to write. That's the only one you're allowed to write. Yeah. So this is the machlikis, if you're allowed to write or not. Now, Lamaisa, this machleika doesn't apply to Zman Hazir. But this was only a shayla of Zman Ha'inika Din in the Gemara, that Torah Shevik Sav is only allowed to be written down by Lashon HaKodesh. And Torah Sheval Peh Bechal, you're not allowed to write down. But by Zman Hazir, we have this from Eis Lassos Lashem, Heferu Karasecho, they are Matthew Zayt to write Torah Shevik Sav Bishal Lashonis. We're allowed to write the Chumash in English. Toshi today to learn from it. About today we don't understand the Lashon HaKodesh so much, so you're allowed to write it over to understand it. And Uadin Torah Shabbat Peh is also mutter to write down Bezman Hazer. Also Mishum Shikha. If you wouldn't write it down, people will forget the Torah Shabbat Peh. So Mishum Eis Lasso Slash Shem Aferu Torah Secho V'chom Matthew to write it down. Like God, like Torah explains. Torah says, L'nitnu Likus Ben Pirish Rashi Da'ayinu Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Paul of the Masbisan, he's Mechulik in the Mishnah there in Megillah, that says, Av Svarim Nit Loi Hitiru Lichtav El Yevonis. Now, Pirish or Rapurus, Rapurus is Masba, what's the Pshat? Taino Taimu Dechi, Von Lo Nit No Likosa, if since you're not allowed to write the Chumash in English, or the Zoya also Likros, then you're not allowed to learn from the Seifa. Mishun the Dvorim Shevik Sav, also Liyem about Peh. Since you're not allowed to write it this way, so by you learning from it, it lies like you're learning about Peh. And Dvarim Shevik Sav, Torah Shevik Sav, you're not allowed to say about Pit. That's the way he learns. That's why, even though it's once you're not allowed to write it, who are you not allowed to learn from it? So Tzayz has the kasha b'kosha the einze. He had to be sure loyim about pe. Kivin chein oim b'loshen hakodesh. And Tzayz says a monashach. It's written in English, and you're only saying it in English. So though we used to say Torah shabaksav about pe, it's only to say it in loshen hakodesh. But to say it in English, it's mutter. But that's the machlokes we're showing him. But the kid Tzayz learns the pshat is that since you're not allowed to write it, you're not allowed to learn from it because it's called like you're learning about pe. And but this is only medina of the Gemara. We said Rav Adam is manazeh. It's mutter to write everything, even b'shal l'shoynos. So Mela wants it's mutter to write it. Avad, you let her learn from it also. And then with the Avad is manazeh, you'll be allowed to save it from a fire on Shabbos also. Right. B'kol ponim medina of the Gemara. It's a machlokes Rav Puna and Rav Chizda. Ali b'man de yoma. You're not allowed to write this form b'shal l'shoynos. If you did write it, does it have enough kedusha to say you're allowed to save it on Shabbos or not? You're not allowed to save it on Shabbos. That's the machlokes. Right, so tomorrow. Tanan, it says now Mishnah, Kol Kisvi HaKodesh Matzil Noisim Mufnei Hadleiko. All Ksif Kisvi HaKodesh you're allowed to say from a fire on Shabbos. Bein Shekurin Ben, whether it's Nevi'im that you're allowed to learn on Shabbos. Bein Shekurin Ben, whether it's Ksuvim that you're not allowed to learn. Then the Mishnah says, V'yafa Pishek Ksuvim L'Choloshon, even though it's written B'Choloshon, the Chumash is written in any language, Posh it's still, you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. Is my love, what's Pshan the Mishnah? Shekurin Behen, that's Nevi'im. Nevi'im you're allowed to learn on Shabbos. Ushen Kurin Behen, that's Ksuvim. Ksuvim you're not allowed to learn on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah says, Afa Pishek Ksuvim L'Choloshon, even though it's written in any language, what does that mean? Tzchura de lo nit de likros ben. It's a chiddush that even though you're not allowed to learn from these svarim, still lukatoni matzilin. Still the Mishnah is mash from matzilin. You're allowed to save them on Shabbos. Is the churah tiyut to the Rav Huna? Churah there should be a kasha to Rav Huna. So the Gemara omalak Rav Huna is that Rav Huna name for tizbra anywhere the Mishnah shver. Ain the sefer. What does the end of this line of the Mishnah say? Tunin genizit. Telling you the churah that in the middle of the week. You find this sefer that's written b'chol lashon, this chumash that's written in English, you're supposed to save it, you have to bury it, you can't let it be b'makom hefker. It's for the Gemara Kasha. Hashtar tzule matzlina, and if you learn the Mishnah, it says you're allowed to save it on Shabbos, so it has that much kedusha, that even on Shabbos you're allowed to save it from a fire, is geniza mi boy? So Avad, you have to tell me a chiddush that you're allowed to, that you're supposed to hide it, or bury it in the middle of the week? Avad, if it has that much kedusha that on Shabbos you can save it, Avad in the middle of the week you're supposed to be gone as it. Trash a filo vachi boy geniza. No, that's what I did. Amos said, Trash to the doch the yarmit apple pishing suv mecholoshim. A matilin koi, it's going on what could be safe on the fire on Shabbos, was the Amos safer. A korkach milsa biapa nafshu. It has to be talking about something by itself. Or tunin geniza bechil. Chur is telling you, even in the middle of weekday, is tunin geniza. And this is the kasha pshita. Hashda b'Shabbos matzlina and madach on Shabbos you're allowed to save it lo a geniza b'chol mi boi that b'chol mi boi yavada. And the Gemara Ella Rav Huna mataras l'taimei Rav Chizda mataras l'taimei. Both of them will learn the Mishnah according to their pshat. Rav Huna mataras l'taimei that Rav Huna holds you're not allowed to save these svarim that are written b'chol lashon on Shabbos from a fire. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah means like this: Bein shekurim behen means nevi'im. That was written b'loshon hakodesh. Bein shenkurim ben das ksuvim. Even though it was written b'loshon hakodesh, but now that I learn ksuvim on Shabbos, like we have before, the Mishnah says, "Vefnei bittel beis medrash." V'medva mamurim. When is this said? Shek ksuvim b'loshon hakodesh. Only if it was written taka b'loshon hakodesh. That's when you could say these svarim. Avo b'choloshon. But if the ksuvim or neviim were written in shalosh reinos b'choloshon, then the din is ein matzilin. You're not allowed to say it on Shabbos with an ablekah. That's the Rav Shita, who has not so much kedusha since lanit likra has been. The filu hochi. Then Mishnah says a chiddush though. Even though you can't say it on Shabbos, but you should know geniza boy. In the middle of the week, if you find this safe in the middle of the street or it's shemus, that you're not allowed to stand throw it around, but you don't have to bury it. Rashi afilu ochi boy geniza udiktoni viyafu pishin suv mecholoshen lavat solakoy. It's not going back what you could say from the fire on Shabbos. Ela atun and geniza. It's going back to nuchidish. Then in the middle of the week you have to bury them. Vochi koma afu pishin suv mecholoshen. Even though they're written in any language over Shabbos, saying matil noisan on Shabbos doesn't have enough kedusha to say there's a heter to save it from the lekum of a bechol miyotun and geniza. But you know in the middle of the week. B'chol, it's like a toin genizia, you don't have to bury the sefer. Dos lank Rav Huna. Rav Chizda matarat tamir. Rav Chizda learns the Mishnah according to his pshat. His pshat is you are allowed to save the sefer from the lake you're on Shabbos. How does he learn pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah means like this. Bein shekaren ben dem is levim. Bein shekaren ben das ksuvim. Afa pi shekaren b'chol loshen nami matilun, the Mishnah means. Even though the Nevi'im and Ksuvim were written in English, b'chol loshen, still you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. V'ochi koma, this is what the Mishnah means to say. So what's the chiddush then, geniza, that you have to bury it, avada, if it has enough kedusha that you can save it from the lake on Shabbos, avada b'chol, you have to bury it. So the more v'ochi koma, o mekak shalahen, you have to know, like the sawdust of the svarim, mekak means the part of the paper that got spoiled. Either a worm came and ate it up, and it got like sawdust. Is tuna geniza. Even that part of the sefer also needs geniza in the middle of the week. Rashi mekach shalhem in bol. If the paper got spoiled, got moldy. V'nasu rikfo, and it came very moldy. Afa mekach rekavusay shel achilas hatloim tuna geniza. Even the part of the paper that's spoiled, like from the eating of the worms, still you have to save it. Tuna geniza. That's pshat the Mishnah. But then Echanami that. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to save it from the lake. No, it's just telling you, Chiddush dod, in the middle of the week, you have to save the mekak. Don't forget, this is going to quote Chiz, don't forget. He holds you are allowed to save it on Shabbos. So there's no Chiddush that's toying geniza, to save for itself. No, the Chiddush is that the mekak is toying geniza. Agaf mir also, negeya mol, if you bind your svarim, you drill a hole through the sefer, with a sawdust that comes out of the sefer, you have to bury that also. It's also toying geniza. I just tamazoy the chrenim said aloha from this gemara's mashma that when you have shameless, you have an old sefer that you don't want to learn from it anymore, you're not allowed to burn it. You bedafka have to bury it. The vice is that's the shal in our mission here. The shal here is you want to save the sefer from the dleker on Shabbos. Now we're talking about such a sefer that was written in English and you're not allowed to learn from it. So you have no use for the sefer, you can't learn from it anyway. Still, if there's a fire on Shabbos in your house, there's a shal according to Chizzi, you're allowed to save it. What are you saving it for? Look, where you're saving it, it shouldn't be burnt up, but rather you're supposed to be gone as it. So near the Achrenim, the Yeshuas Yaakov holds like that, and the Be'er Sheva says like that, it's like a Shemesh, you're not allowed to burn Shemesh, there's no heter to burn it. The only eitzah to do with Shemesh, with Svarim, that was fulfilled, that you don't use anymore, is only to bury it. That's the minig, covered to Svarim, of Afka to burn it. Good, so the kids we have here, Machlekes of Chizdin Avuna. So the Gemara, boy, you have Chizdin. He's a boy. More meis avakasha, for yiksuvim targum v'choloshen. You have neviim uksuvim that were written in targum. Or else v'choloshen is matzilim oisim of nehad leikum. You're allowed to save it on Shabbos from the leikum. So Chura says often like a chizda. So the Gemara tiyuf to the Ravun Chura is often a tiyuf to the Ravuna. And the Gemara amalak Ravuna haytana sova nit no likras ben. I tell you, there's no stira. This Tana holds you're allowed to write and learn from Sfarim that are written b'choloshen. So that mandiyama, everybody holds you allowed to save it on Shabbos. Our whole machlekes is that the mandiyama, you're not allowed to save it on Shabbos, is the machlekes. So the Moabite, Toshima, for yiksuvim giftis, if you have the svarim, either chumish, or neviim uksuvim written in the language called giftis, or else modis, or else ivris, or else ilmis, or else yivonis, is aloha afo pishla nito likros ben, as here the price says klo. Even though you're not allowed to learn from these svarim, hate medina de gemarim, you're not allowed to write down the svarim in other languages, still, matzilun oisim afnei hadleika. It says, claw, you're allowed to save these svarim on Shabbos. If you have a fire in your house, you're allowed to save it. There's a chur claw, tiyuf to the Rav Huna. Here it's enough in the steer with Rav Huna. It says, claw, even with the man yama, you're not allowed to learn from these svarim. Still, you're allowed to save them on Shabbos. You see, claw, it has enough kedusha that there'll be a bizoy in HaKodesh if it's burnt. And like we learned before, you're not allowed to let svarim be burnt. You have to save them. Even though you're not allowed to learn from them. No, it's dafka train geniza. And tomorrow, omulach Rav Huna, enech nami tenoyi. I'll be masking to you at the machlekes tenoyim. And I hold that the other Tana. The Tanya. We learned in a braisa, hoyiksuvim targum. We have the chumish or not, that's written in targum. Or the chol loshen written in any language, is alocha matzilun oisim of nehad leikum. You're allowed to save them on Shabbos from the leikum. That's not the Tanakama. So this Tanakama wouldn't be 100% raya to Rav Chizda, because it could be this Tanakama holds, you're allowed to learn from these svarim, even though it's written in the Choloshin. So far it's not klor. Nor Rabbi Yosi Yoyna ain matzil noisim. Rabbi Yosi is klor. Rabbi Yosi holds you're not allowed to save them on Shabbos of Ne'ad Leika. So according to Rabbi Yosi, you have to say klor eshtin that you're not allowed to learn from these svarim, since they're written in English, b'chshal l'shoynis. The din of the Gemara not allowed to learn from them. And once you're not allowed to learn from them, he holds like Rav Huna that you're not allowed to save it on Shabbos. So a kopon Rav Huna goes a leave with the Rabbi Yosi that holds you're not allowed to save it on Shabbos. So tomorrow, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Maisa ba'aba chalafta. I have a Maisa with my father chalafta. Shoholach eitzer Rabbi Gamliel Ribi. He went to visit Rabbi Gamliel the Godel. Ribi means like Adam Choshev, or Godel. Rashi says Adam Godel Korb Ribi. He went to see him in Tver. Yilmatzu shere Yeshiv Ashrechona shere Rabbi Yechina Hanizuf. He saw Rabbi Gamliel sitting by the table of Rabbi Yechina Hanizuf. Uviyodoi Sefer Iyuv Targum. And in his hands he had the Sefer Iyuv written in Targum. He said, it wasn't written in Lashon HaKodesh, it was written in Lashon Targum. Vulkareyabon, he was learning from it. Omar Lois, he told him, Zochrani, I remember, Rabbi Gamliel Ovi Yavich, I remember Maisa with your grandfather Rabbi Gamliel. Shoyo Eimed Agabi Mala Barabais. He was sitting on one of the steps going up to the Harabais. Ve'viyulufonov, the Sefer Iyuv Targum. And they brought in front of him a Sefer Iyuv that was written by Targum. The Yomar, you know what your grandfather Rabbi Gamliel told him? He told the people that are building there, Shakoya takat ha-nidbuch, take this sefer and put it under the nidbuch, put it under the wall. Now it's like bury it. It's turning Geniza. As Vice says, Claw, you're not allowed to learn from the sefer. So how could you say you're allowed to learn from the sefer? And that was Rabbi Yosi's raya, that you're not allowed to learn from it, and therefore it's turning Geniza. Afu melet sivo lo v'gonzu. The same thing. He also when he went to Rabbi Gamliel Baribi, he told over his maestas, he also told the personnel to be gone of this Sefer Iyuv that was written by Targum. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehudu Rama, the maestas was like this. A raver shot tit kof olov. They had like a pot full of tit, full of cement, that they pulled it over, kof olov, they poured it over the Sefer Iyuv. Omer Rebbe, shtei tshubas adover. I have two kashas, that was the maestas. Chodov v'chi tit b'harabayis menayim. Who has tit in the harabayis? As when you build in the Harabais, you don't build with tit. As Rashi learns, tit parabais minayin v'chi betit hoyeboinah, did they build with cement? Followed by tarchset hoyeboinah, they used to build with tarchset. What does that mean? Chol v'sid murovin. He used to build with chol, with the sand. V'sid with lime. V'tit lo hoyevel off of mayim. Ashenka tit was just on off of mayim. So they didn't build with that. That's the kasha that this can't be the maisa by the Beis Hamikdash. But you heard another kasha is v'chi mutal avdin v'yad. The chur that's called the bizoyin ha-sefer. To take cement and throw it mamash atop of the sefer, you're being mavaz of the sefer, you're ruining the sefer, you're dying. That's no heter. Elo the maisa was manichim emokam artorfo. Pshat was leaving it like an emokam hefka, leaving it in an open place. V'hein markivim yalein. And then the sefer iyo that was written by Targum will be destroyed by itself. So there's also a little shver. What's that the put of a mokum aturfa? Look where it's a mokum hefker. As Rashi in the Mishnah says, that the sefer is throwing geniz is the pshat. You're not allowed to leave it in a mokum hefker. That's a mokum zoyin. But you have to bury it. So you have to bury the sefer. What's that here to leave it in a mokum aturfa? So some of you saying one of them shat mokum aturfa also means geniz. You're supposed to bury it. Just the chilek is burying is the pshat. You just like put it in a surrounded place that no ear could get through it. So in the Elov, it rots away. Mashenkin, to go and throw cement on it directly, that's the maisa of destroying it, that's also. But albeit it gets disintegrated by itself, that's mutter. That's pshat from Geniza. When you hide it, the pshat is, when you bury it by itself, it gets nirkaf. But, so the moral of Churman Tanoi, good, so if Huna wants to say it's a machlekes Tanoim, and he holds like one Tana. Who's the Tana? Where's the machlekes Tanoim? Rashi, man tanoi the Ka'omar Rav Huna Liel, tanoi hi, man hani o tanoi koi Rav Chizda o man Rav Huna. Which Tana goes with Rav Chizda and which Tana goes with Rav Huna? Where goes the Machleik of Tanoim? Ilai ma Tana Kama the Rav Yosi, if you want to say the Tana Kama the Rav Yosi. That's the Machleik, is it Rashi? Ilai ma Tana Kama.